Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler with us, and earlier this week she addressed the Randolph County Farm Bureau annual meeting. And what was the main message that you wanted to pass along to them?
Well, that our heritage of agriculture is so important, and it's important that it remains strong into the future. And I was able to share with them not only some personal memories from me growing up on the farm and how important that is to things I have learned and who I am today, but also the programs that are partnering with agriculture and with farm families coming from Washington and how we can be helpful.
So what is available in Washington to help out the farmer? Because, boy, this is a tough time in agriculture.
Well, it is. And last year we passed the Farm Bill, and there are several provisions in there, including crop insurance, which is the number one risk protection program from the government. That's a partnership with the farmer. That is preserved. We have PLC and ARC, and there are the safety net programs. But there's all kinds of programs to help with to conserve our soil and help farmers. But with the trade issues that we talked about, that has caused some challenges. The government is giving some market facilitation program payments, and those are reallocation of some of the trade tariffs that China is paying, and the government has that extra money now, and they're reallocating that and helping pass that on to our farmers who are being unfairly treated due to this unfair trade retaliation from China. And that will be helpful to help them pay their bills and help make up for some of the loss in prices from that. And we also talked about with the flooding, with the disasters that have happened, that there is money available through FEMA for that. And Randolph County, as you know, was declared a disaster area. And so they're going to qualify for some public assistance to help with rebuilding some of the roads and the infrastructures from the storms. And that should be able to help the county as well.
I think every time you and I have talked over the past 2 or 3 months, I've asked you the same question. When is USMCA going to come up for a vote? Because from what I'm hearing, that will help farmers too.
Oh, it sure would, and I'm hopeful that it'll come up this fall. You hear things like October, but I don't know if there's any certainty to that. Basically, it's whenever Nancy Pelosi decides that she's going to bring it up, and, you know, that's beyond my control and others, which is kind of frustrating because I believe if it were voted on today, I believe it would pass in the House. I believe it has enough bipartisan support that it would, so it's just a matter of her deciding it's time to bring it up, and I hope she'll do it sooner than later because it is good for the American consumer, most importantly, but it's good for agriculture as we have some of those trade barriers with Canada that are removed. We're going to have new markets going into Canada, Mexico. We're going to be able to solidify those trade partnerships and agreements we already have. And Mexico and Canada are number one and number two ag export countries. So we'd love to see this, but the deal is good for the auto industry as well. It's going to create 167,000 new jobs, over $63 billion worth of new economic benefit coming into our country. There's no reason not to support this, and I'm going to continue to call on Speaker Pelosi to bring it up so that we can move forward with this trade certainty.
And finally, put in a plug, why should someone get involved in agriculture and the farming industry these days?
Well, there's no industry like it, and I talked about that a little bit with the Farm Bureau, where you have an opportunity to work the land, to partner with God, to take the and create crops and feed the world, provide that food and fiber and fuel for the country. So it's very rewarding. You get to work as a family. You learn the work ethic. You get to be outside and see the beauty of God's world. It's just a special, special industry. We need more young people to go in it. The average age of the farmer today is 57, and there's a lot of opportunities for young beginning farmers. Even in the Farm Bill, we included provisions to help and assist young and beginning farmers. So I would encourage everyone to consider this career path. And if it's not for you, to certainly support and thank a farmer when you see them, because it's not an easy way of life, but we depend on it to live. And I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to represent the good farmers and ranchers of this area.
Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler has joined us today on Regional Radio.